so I seem patient.
Oh, it's like that you're expressing that way.
Oh, man, fooling somebody. Mm-hmm. Well, it's been tough. Still is tough, you know, because it's still up in the air. I mean, I've never dealt with anything like this, so I just want to make the right decision. And right now, I don't know what that is. I'm trying to figure that out.
Was it your call last week?
Well, it's mainly my call because it's my foot, and I only myself knows how it feels. So, you know, they're gonna listen to me, and I appreciate that from them. So, you know, it is up to my body, and if it feels right, ready to go.
What are you physically unable to do right now?
Man, it's just little things. Not everything I want to do, you know, and I don't want to go out there and be half-stepping. I mean, this is the NFL. You can't go out there half-stepping and think you're going to get a job done.
You haven't had any setbacks in this recovery, right? It's just been this kind of a long road?
Yeah, it's just nagging, you know, prolonging. And, you know, I can't do everything I want to do yet. And I'm working towards that. I'm very close. I feel like I am anyway.
Because of when the injury occurred in the beginning of the season, you know it's going to be a long year, are you taking it even more slowly than you would if this happened in the middle of the year and you felt like you had to get back on the field?
I'm not sure. I've never had to deal with anything like this. So I'm just, when I feel good, I'll be out there. And when I feel like I can play and help my team, I'll be out there. Hopefully.
A couple years ago, you had that hamstring.
Yeah.
Bucked you on and off throughout the year. Is this a lot different?
Well, I've dealt with hamstrings before, you know, and I kind of know how to handle those. They did bug me. It was nagging, but, you know, I could overcome that with certain things. It's not like I'm not going to feel it every play, you know, but this foot, I mean, we stand on our feet, and you know how that is.
With the way the secondary's playing, we see you out there, you know, helping coach. Is it making you think that when you're done, maybe you'll actually get into coaching because it's maybe easier than you thought?
Wait, don't worry. Nah, I spent enough time over here as it is. And I don't plan on doing it when I retire.
Are you surprised this has gone as long as it has, this injury?
Not necessarily surprised. I mean, people kind of warned me about it. So I was pretty open-minded about it and aware of what could happen.
Where do you feel standing today as opposed to a week ago today as far as how it feels?
I feel better, definitely, you know, but I need to feel a little bit better to get out there.
You've seen a lot of quarterbacks through the years. Where do you put Peyton's last three games on that list?
Yeah, it's up there. I haven't seen a quarterback be as sharp as him through the first 3 weeks of a season. Usually, you know, you have some bumps, you know, in the first three games, but, I mean, he's smooth sailing right now. I mean, he puts the time in. And, you know, you got to give Adam Gase a lot of credit, too. He's done a great job with taking over the play calling, so that's been great.
He had a couple of pretty monster games against you guys, you know, 8, 9 years ago playing. What does it feel like as a defensive back when the quarterback, especially if it's Peyton, is hitting, you know, his only completions are drops?
I'm just glad I'm on his side. You know, I feel bad for the guys on the other side because he's going to put the ball where it needs to be. And that's so frustrating because you can have tight coverage. And you saw that the other night. I mean, people in tight coverage, but he knows where to place that ball. And, you know, he's the best at it.
When you went against Peyton, was he the best from your perspective as far as doing that?
I think so. I think so. He was tough. Well, the thing was, you couldn't fool him. And like I said, his accuracy is bar none the best in the league.
If you played a Decker, the long catch and run, mm-hmm. What do you do there if you're –
tackle him. I don't.
The ball is the defensive back.
Yeah, he was right there. I mean, you got to make a good decision. Well, first of all, you better know who you're playing against. He doesn't give you many chances to catch it. Peyton doesn't. So, and he just made a bad decision to go underneath. And we do a drill where you try to, you know, swipe and hook, and he didn't do it.
You were with the Broncos the last time they faced Michael Vick, and he had a big game. What made him so tough, and how much of that does he still have today?
Well, he was a bigger threat running the ball back then, I believe, and he's still a threat, a great threat running the ball, but he was on point that day. He didn't show all that on tape in previous games. That was one of his best games, you know, of his career. I know it because he probably ran for 100, threw for 2-something, something like that. I can't remember, but he's had a good game here, and we can't let that happen again.
Champ, when you see what their offense is doing, what your offense does when they go fast, do you think that it's a trend that's going to continue, or is it just a fad?
We will see. Only time will tell. I don't know. You know, it's, you see people kind of struggling with his own read a lot more now, but, you know, who's to say it won't stick around? I mean, there's a lot of quarterbacks that can run now, so we'll see what happens. And it's fast pace. I mean, that's always been an issue for defenses, so that's going to continue. I just don't know how much people are going to use it.
Does this team have an advantage against the zone read, at least guys that were around in 2011, because the offense here ran so much of it?
Nah, a lot of those guys aren't here, you know, so we got a few guys still on the team from that year, but nah, you still got to study tape. Everybody does it slightly different.
What's your talk about Deshaun Jackson?
Speed, tough, you know, he's a fearless competitor, and you see that when you watch him play, and his speed always pops out at you, so, I mean, we definitely got our hands full with him.
What do you need to cover a guy like that in DRC?
Not let him run past you. He gets on top of you, he starts feeling good, and when he catches it, get him down, because he's one of the best when he has it in his hand.
Jeff, what's your impressions of Kayvon? He stepped up here.
I'm really impressed. You know, he's a rookie, but he doesn't carry himself like he's a rookie. He definitely thinks he should be playing every snap, and I like that kind of attitude.
How much is he picking your brain in the locker room?
A few things here and there. You know, we do a lot of talking. I mean, we're pretty close in the meeting room, so we talk about a lot of different things, so not just football either.
You've always said guys who can bounce back, young guys who can bounce back from tough plays, it's kind of a difference.
Oh, yeah. And you have to be born like that. Nobody can coach that. That's just got to be part of your makeup. And I see that with him. He's had some rough spots, but you wouldn't be able to tell about his demeanor.
Do